Innovation DuPage. That's a transition, Dan Ficini, into business. How are you doing,
wow,
my friend?
That was seamless.
That was seamless, exactly.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Innovation DuPage, an accelerator and incubator. You've told me that so many times over the years, but you help either a new business or maybe a business that's already off the ground get running, right?
Yeah, we help them with connecting them with resources, a community, in order to help them grow.
A community. And that, I really think, is what is the biggest aspect of why someone who is starting out or has a business should reach out to you fine folks at Innovation DuPage and get involved. But above and beyond just the aspect of gathering people together and think tanks, you also reach out to all sorts of different communities and make sure that they feel included too. And that's what we're talking about today, right?
Absolutely. So we always say that we're more than a co-working space. What makes us part of our community is the programming that we provide. And one of those programs is our neurodiverse entrepreneurship program that was helped founded by the Autism Angels Group.
And this was about 3 years ago you started this, right? Or
Our first cohort about 3 years ago.
Wow.
We're about to launch our third one right now, and we had over 45 neurodiverse focused companies apply for the opportunity.
And what does that opportunity provide them if they get accepted into this program?
Well, membership at Innovation DuPage and then access to resources. So we do, they're allowed to audit our owner to CEO program, participate in that, and then additional scholarship money from Autism Angels Group to help them launch their entity.
I know someone that was instrumental in the starting of this is in the room with us now, Dr. Maureen Dunn, a cognitive scientist, neurodiversity expert, and the author of the national bestseller. It's always good to say that, Maureen Dunn, The Neurodiversity Edge. Welcome to WGN.
Good to be here.
Can you explain? I mean, you've talked to so many businesses and keynote addresses about the idea of what that neurodivergent folks have a lot to offer businesses too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you go about doing that? What's your background in this?
Yeah, so I've been working with organizations and companies of all different sizes, right, from startups to Fortune 500 companies, educational institutions. And so if you saw my book, the subtitle was specifically mentioned as being for all organizations. But yeah, I think there's so much value, so much untapped talent. And what's exciting about this entrepreneurship program is, I mean, on the one hand, there's so many of our innovators throughout history have been neurodivergent or neurodistinct. And, you know, whether that's been, you know, recognized or not. But also there's just so many amazing people out there that companies should be proactively recruiting, right?
Especially, do they just not know how to recruit them or how to interview them? Is that the roadblocks that are in place?
You have to read my book to see. Yes, and there's deeper issues, with culture, and I think in many cases too. There's just isn't the expertise to better understand also of how you evaluate talent that is not going to be as is not going to be as clear into a process, right? That sort of our traditional interview processes. So I talk a lot about that in our book, but then also culture. The culture is incredibly important. And so going back to like even startups. So one thing that's kind of cool with earlier stage startups that I've worked with is they tend to be pretty nimble and, you can build your culture, right, from the ground up. And so, it's exciting to see these companies too from the beginning to think about these things early on. Yep. Think about what kind of culture you want, because you could end up hiring someone who's neurodistinct and could be your, your rock star, cybersecurity expert, technology, or some other role. But you may not retain them as well if you don't have a culture that appreciates differences.
Great point. So you might have the outreach down, but you don't have the culture or the apparatus to help them thrive and make it. Okay, we've just started to scratch the surface. We're going to meet Scott Feiler in just a bit, one of the cool companies that is taking advantage of working with this sort of stuff. And we'll chat a little bit more with Maureen, Dr. Dunn, and Mr. Dan Ficini as well. This is John Hanson. The show is Your Money Matters. Almost said the show is called Innovation DuPage. One Wednesday a month it is, though, Dan Ficini, on the back half of the show. Dan has introduced us to Dr. Maureen Dunn, who is a cognitive scientist, neurodiversity expert, preaching to a lot of businesses. Well, preaching was probably too strong a word. I'm sorry, Dr. Dunn. Just telling people about the many advantages that neurodivergent differences can provide companies if they know how to accept it, harness it, and help it foster and grow. One of the companies that worked with Innovation DuPage as part of this operation that you guys have, the NEP program, Neurodiverse Entrepreneur Program, is Scott Filer from ProMedics. Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Hey, I'm terrific. Long-time listener, first-time guest.
Yeah, there you go. Scott, you are part of ProMedics Precision Medical Devices. Before we get into all that you do, why was this important to you to become part of NDEP and Innovation DuPage?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I have a familial history with autism spectrum, and as a result, I certainly have an affinity and an empathy for that community. However, just from a purely mercenary side of things, the NDEP resource support to our company allowed us to hire a intern that is on the autism spectrum, and he provided tremendous work on clinical research in terms of more actually toward market research and how our device actually could fit into the hospital market space. So he was a tremendous resource. But to the points that were made earlier, it is a cultural issue. So if you recognize that there is a value inherent to a neurodivergent mindset, you can actually, it sounds terrible to say leverage because that's a terrible word, but you can
harness.
Utilize. Absolutely, harness. I like that word much better. You're harnessing a talent pool that a lot of people take for granted and is extremely powerful.
Yeah, and I know there's different language about all this, whether we still call things disabilities or different abilities makes more sense to me, especially in this sphere. And I've also talked about how businesses that embrace diversity across all sorts of classes, they don't only just do it to check boxes. It enhances the product that they do by making sure that people that work for them are going to be some of the customers that you're going to have.
Some of the best companies are exactly like that, so, where it's fully diverse.
Now, you and I talked at length about what your device was.
Yeah, I'm
sure you could go even longer. But basically, tell us a little bit about what it is that you have kind of developed, or you and your company have developed, and how it's put to use in the medical field.
So yeah, ProMedics is a spinoff company from Oregon Health and Sciences University. We have a non-invasive fingertip monitor for circulatory dysfunction, and that sounds really dry, and it is. However, circulatory dysfunction is associated with so many different pathologies, and one of the pathologies that our device is really, really good at identifying early is sepsis. Sepsis kills more Americans than breast cancer, lung cancer, and prostate cancer combined, and so having a device that can rapidly identify it when a patient first shows up in an emergency room can completely change the prognosis and the morbidity and mortality of that particular syndrome.
I know very little about sepsis. I think maybe that's a word in all of our vocabulary, and we think of this as a secondary or auxiliary thing that happens. First A happens, and then sepsis happens later on. You're saying that your device can start to recognize sepsis perhaps earlier, which helps with treatment and just helps with triage immediately, right?
Yeah, you're spot on. So our bodies are smart. When we have a serious infection, our bodies will sequester blood to the vital organs in the brain to protect them. And so the very first areas where that's noticeable is the extremities, and that's the fingertips. Our device just uses reflective light to identify that change, that minute change in blood flow, to rapidly identify sepsis earlier than any other method that's on the market right now.
So you guys are out making sure hospitals have this as much as possible?
Well, our beachhead market, let's put it that way, is emergency rooms and okay. Sepsis sales. But our device, in terms of clinical research, it's showing efficacy for cardiogenic shock, for hemorrhage. So it's a pretty broad set of disease syndromes.
I could dive into an hour just of that. I do want to bring Dr. Maureen Dunn back in here. You mentioned, Scott, that your intern conducted meaningful research and investigative inputs into your effort to bring this kind of to the marketplace. I mean, this is heady stuff. I mean, these are sometimes the neurodivergent people are so good at some of these research aspect things, right?
Well, I wouldn't limit it there.
Oh, absolutely. But that's one aspect.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but you know, I think what's fascinating to me, and part of what I delve into in the book, is also just I think I'm seeing a big shift, even with CEOs I'm working with, appreciating this and wanting to better understand neurodiversity, especially the future we have in front of us, where a lot of cognitive work, right, is being increasingly taken over by AI. And there's a lot of neurodivergent people who have skill sets that are particularly valuable, right? So neurodiversity is a broad term, right? It's not just autism. But people who think differently, who are neurodistinct, many have skills that are in nonlinear thinking, in lateral thinking, hyperfocus, pattern recognition, a lot of skill sets that are harder, these creative leaps of insight too, that might be harder to replace with AI, in the future we have in front of us. And so that's, I think, another important piece of this, especially if you're a CEO or if you're a leader of an organization. It's not just about, hey, let's be competitive because we're making sure we're adapting AI. How is that going to change the human resources conversation? And, we need people who think differently.
We've had three texts since you've been talking from people who are neurodivergent themselves who wonder if the book should also be for them to help be advocates for themselves in the workplace. I'd imagine that's huge.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the book is called The Neurodiversity Edge, The Essential Guide to Embracing Autism, ADHD, Dyslexia, and Other Neurological Differences for Any Organization. We've got to dive deeper into this, Dan. I mean, this is incredible stuff that you guys do. Are you one of the only incubators that has a neurodiverse entrepreneur program out there?
As far as I know, we are. And actually, it's funny. A company from Durango, Colorado, actually joined Innovation DuPage remotely, and they said, I want to work with an incubator that serves neurodiverse entrepreneurs. He's like, I'm a successful neurodiverse entrepreneur. I've already started and sold my company. I'm starting on my next one, and I want to be a part of that community. So we've found attraction from companies internationally, actually, through this program.
Innovation Durango.
Yeah.
Innovation Dubai, perhaps, really next. But for right now, it's innovationdupage.org. And where people can apply right now for this new program, or is it already expired?
Actually, we're about to launch our third cohort. That'll be announced this month. But people can apply for the next one next year.
Innovationdupage.org. I could dive so much deeper. Maureen, where do you want people to get the Neurodiversity Edge? Where can they buy the book? Wherever they're found?
Should be able to get at any bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere online.
Excellent. And Scott, we need to have more time. You're a funny guy, and you have a great sense of humor and a great company. I'll bring you back on again soon, I promise. Okay,
I'll come back. I will. We can do a show together.
Yeah, we sure could. All right, we've got to be done with this one, though. InnovationDuPage.org for all that.